Let's see. So this next speaker, also a veteran of the last time we did a show in L.A., also incredible story about going to a really, like, actually dangerous women's health clinic. I recommend you all listen to it and then don't go to the clinic she mentioned. She is fresh off the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which is really incredible. This is Ever Maynard.
Yeah, I did. I went to Galilee Medical and Dinner Center. Okay. I went to the Dinner Center, and I got a pap smear. I'm kidding. couldn't eat. And I was just thinking, like, oh, that's crazy. I did tell that story. And then the next time I got up, it's been a long day, and I'm suddenly so embarrassed. Because I was like, oh, the last time I got a pap smear was here in L.A., and then it was at Cedars-Sinai, and I thought, for sure, it'll be way better than Galilee Medical and Dental Center, but it was like I got sexually harassed by my physician, which felt so great. Like, he was just like, he was like taking a little peekaboo inside of me, and he just started going, this this vagina is perfect. And I'm just laying there. And he's talking about my vagina like it's a piece of steak. I was like, no. And then he like guided me out by my elbow and was like, welcome to Southern California. And I was like, oh. God, it doesn't get better. Okay. I was thinking about, like, what does long... It's crazy that Nikki talked about personal growth. Because I've done some myself. Mainly my hair. You guys can't see it at the house, but... Or online, but I'm growing out my hair. Okay, so what this story's about. Just thinking about my perfect puss. And it's actually... I have a hard time with, like... I don't know, like, I hate to have it all medical themed, but I hate going to the doctor. I hate being examined. I've always felt weird about it. I just don't like strangers to see my naked body. I don't think that's so wrong. And I had these moles on my back. Just a nice, you know, girthy moles. And and I just kind of ignored them, and I was like, they'll die. And I was my girlfriend at the time, she would touch my, we'd be like making out and stuff, okay? And she, you get it. And she'd be like, bleh, and she would like make a gag noise every time she touched. And I'd be like, what are you touching? And then I would touch, I'd be like, ugh. That's how we discovered these moles. We just gagged, ugh. And then she said, you have to get those removed. And I said, I will not. they'll fall off on their own. And instead, they were growing. And I was like, wow. You know what I mean? Impressive. And she's like, it's beyond a... surface. I'm actually concerned about you now. It's not just like a superficial, I'm dating a girl with two girthy moles on her back. And I said, okay, I'll go. And at the time I was living in Chicago, and there's the equivalent of the Cedars-Sinai area in Chicago for the listeners. Like Lincoln Park area is like this real nice, like top of the line. Look at these hands. place to get your body checked out for moles. But I had never been to a dermatologist before because I knew I'd have to disrobe. And that's something that I didn't want to do. I just didn't want to do it. And I said, fine, I'll go. And I showered beforehand, and I put on my best outfit, which ironically is black jeans and a t-shirt, like what that I'm wearing right now. I was like, oh, that's very nice. And I rode my bike down, and I remember it was so humid and like sticky. It was just like one of those days that even if you showered in the morning, at night, or in the afternoon, 10 minutes later, whatever, it was, yours are going to be sweaty. And I walk in, and it's so fancy in there, and they offered me like mints, and there are all these like really beautiful women with like great skin, and like, I'm like, oh, that is that what a facial, you know what I mean? They're like gorgeous, like, like mainly the women here, and it's like, you know what I mean, like, ooh, so hot, and like we're girls who drive BMWs, you know, like I have tights, and, like those type of girls, and I think I don't belong here because at the time I had a pony mullet. I had a mullet where I let the back grow and I had a little rat tail and sometimes I would shave part of my head. I was just a big ferocious dyke and I'm here in their velvet office and I'm going, look at these moles. And, and the nurse or the lady, I don't think she was a nurse. Too pretty to be a nurse. Am I right, fellas? Okay. And this beautiful queen comes to me and she's like, oh, come with me. And she's like, is this your first time? And I was like, yes, it is. And then she goes, have you ever been checked before? Have you ever been to a dermatologist? I said, no, it's my first time. And she goes, great, you're going to need an Oliver check. And I thought she said Oliver, O-L-I, like the name, like Oliver. And in my mind, I was like, oh, I'm named after Dr. Oliver, of course. of course, what else do I expect? And we go in and she goes, okay, I'm going to leave so you can get prepared for the Oliver check. And I said, what's the Oliver check exactly? And she goes, no, all over. A-L-L-O-V-E-R. All over check. Remove your clothes. And I just started taking off my pants and she was like, wait till I leave. And I was like, too late. You know what I mean? She's like, yeah. And, but I was just like, I didn't know like what to do. And I was just like standing up. And like waiting, and I was like, "This feels weird." So then I would like sit on the chair, but like I was like sweating from the bike ride. So like my skin was like sweating and sticking on this leather chair. And then finally, I just kind of did this thing because like she said to leave my bra and panties on. Gross that he said that. And I was sitting on this chair, and I couldn't move. And then I was like, "Oh, like it was like this for like 5 minutes until they came in, just me doing this with my mullet and not knowing what to do and hating my body and feeling so uncomfortable." And then the nurse, the queen, the goddess, walks in, but she's followed by two other chicks and a hot ass doctor. And I mean, and I don't mean, I mean, I'm politically incorrect, hot. And I'm like, oh God. And like the underwear I was wearing had like bleach stains. And I was suddenly like super conscious of it. And I was like, oh. Like, oh, how do I know? I was on my zippers down. And she goes, okay, we're going to take your bra off. And I was like, slightly aroused, but still very uncomfortable. And then I was like, don't say anything. And she, so long, well, I don't know how much time I have anymore, but I'm laying, she goes, get down and lay face down on the table. And I'm starting to sweat even more. And she, I don't like people, I don't like crowds, I don't like people, nobody touch me. I don't like being like, I don't like touch. I also don't like a gentle touch. I like a firm touch. If anybody's going to touch me, make it firm. And they're kind of like barely touching me. And like the one woman is like looking at the mole and the other woman is like measuring it. And they're like doing all blah, blah, blah girl things. And I'm just sweating and just aware of my body on this table and my hair and how I'm a girl, but I'm not like them. I'm not like a them girl. I'm a different kind of girl. And the doctor, you know, you guys remember Uga, reached and pulled my underwear up to look at my butt. She went a little peekaboo, and I laid there, and I felt it, and I just went, all right. I just went, all right. And then everyone got real still, and then I clenched my butt together. And then the back of my neck started sweating, and my mullet started clumping to my neck, my sweat. And then the palms started sticking, and then I realized what I had said out loud. I had said, all right. And then I just started laughing because I was like, oh, how inappropriate. But they didn't think it was funny. From their perspective, there's like some meaty lesbian like sexually harassing them. Yeah, come check out my butt. And then you're like, okay, we got to check your fronts out. And I was like, just say my front. And then they got like really technical and they're like, we're going to touch your breast. And I was like, yes, narrate all of it. You know what I mean? Like, then what? You know, like turn into a real dog. And then they're like, we're going to check your front, front of my puss. We're going to lift up the front of your underwear. And need I remind you, it's perfect. Call back. And then I guess really the personal, I wish I would have shaved, you know, like it just wasn't, I came in for a back mole and then I left sexually harassing four women. And then I had an unkempt bush. And I guess what I've learned is just to be fucking prepared for everything. You know what I mean? Like, oh shit. They were benign. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much, Ever. Guys, everybody remember, firm touches if you're going to touch.